And put up some papier for these are here. Today's date is 03/19/2025. Dictation is 4. Javier Gress. Gress spells G-R-E-S-S. Javier spells J-A-B-I-E-R. Date of birth is 10/23/1985. This is a 36-year-old gentleman here with cough period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 1 month and it's gotten worse in the last 5 days or so. Says cough is productive of green sputum. He denies travel history, denies bloody sputum in his cough, denies night sweat spirit. Next paragraph, review of system. Patient reports right ear pain. Said pain is approximately 5/10 worse with touch. Non-radiating, confined to the right period. Next paragraph. Next line, patient reports sore throat, reports painful swallowing. Next line. Patient reports fatigue, being tired. Next line, reports nasal congestion. He said discharge from his nose is green. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergy was reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert oriented. Obese gentleman in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 status 98% of room air. Blood pressure is 138 over 90. Pulse 88, respiration 22. Temperature 97.4 p. Next paragraph. Nose congested, green discharge, erythematous and edematous turbinates. Nares are congested, period. Next paragraph. Throat erythematous, edematous, tonsils, uvula and pharynx. No exudate presence. Uvula is midline and mobile, period. Next paragraph. Neck, full range of motion and rigidity. No meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Right ear, a tracheal tug is present, erythematous and edematous external ear canal. TM is dull, fusion present. The fusion appears to be purulent. And next paragraph. Lung correction, respiratory, poor inspiratory and expiratory effort. He has diffuse inspiratory and expiratory wheezes. No use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regulator rhythm, no murmurs, no peripheral edema, cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion, he bears weight well with no ontologic gait, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is right otitis externa. Assessment number two is right otitis media. Number three, sore throat. Number five, acute rhinitis. Number five, fatigue. Number six, acute bronchitis. Next paragraph. In clinic today, we did the following tests. Strep, rapid strep. Next line, the flu, A and B. Next line, COVID. Next paragraph. These tests were all negative, period. In the clinic today, patient received the following. A nebulizer consists of Atrovent and albuterol times 1, Rocephin 1 gram, IM, dexamethasone 10 milligrams, IM. He was observed and cleared for approximately 20 minutes. After these medications, then reevaluated, he reports improvement. Said he's comfortable with my discharge plans. He was given strict return precautions. Advised to come back to the clinic if worse, to go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. Patient was sent home with the following prescriptions. 1, Ciprodex, 0.3%/0.1%. Otic drops, 4 drops in right ear, BID for 7 days. Next medication, amoxicillin, 875 milligrams, 1 PO, BID for 10 days. Number 20, next medication, albuterol, 2.5/3 mL. He will use 3 mL with home nebulizer TAD PRN for cough or wheezing. Patient was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. Strongly encouraged to increase fluids to work on weight reduction. To come back to clinic if worse, go to the nearest emergency room for your clothes. End of dictation.